you know, I seen it. I was out on the field, and you know, I've been through the same situation when I was in college. You know, messing my shoulder, and you know, it was just one of the things that happened with football. So you know, I'm here for him. He texted me this morning. I texted him back, and that was my roommate. So you know, I'm there for him.
What's the message to you guys when something like this happens to one of your players, especially at your position?
You know, we just got to train hard. You know, for us as a receiver, as a group, we just got to come together as a group. And, you know, it's like we got to know a little bit more assignments, but, you know, we got to be on the same page and just got to step up.
What kind of opportunity is this for you
specifically? You know, I just want to keep playing my role wherever coach put me. I'm going to do my best and come out here in training camp and to showcase what I can do. And, you know, whatever comes, comes. Yeah, man, I'm a lot more comfortable. You know, last year I was just kind of tough with the playbook. So I was just going against. It was me versus the playbook last year. Now it's me versus the defense. And I can understand like more of the coverages, more of the technique of the routes and stuff like that. So now I just like just come out here and just perform.
Wendell was talking to me about earlier. What did you think when you first saw the playbook and realized like this is legit?
It was crazy, man. Cause you know, last year I was like, wow. I never seen no playbook like this, so now it's like I had to put the extra time in to study. So last year I was just lining up, just trying to figure out what's my assignment instead of, you know, just worrying about the defense and stuff like that. So now this year, year two, I know what I'm doing in the offense, and now it's just time to just be the guy over me.
How much better should you be this season?
You said what?
How much better should you be?
Should I be? It's all about the work I put in, you know. It's all on me. And, you know, the ball come my way, and make an opportunity and catch it.
How much fun was that after racing your son?
It's fun, man. You know, they drove about 5 hours. It was good to see him out here. You know, I miss him. He missed me. FaceTime every night. And just having him out there just watching me in the stands, it's just, you know, it's a dream. It's a dream for me, you know, to have my son out there just watching me go to work, you know.
Cool that
I
have a little dad-son time for a minute.
It's good, man. It's always good, you know, just being a father. Then your little man get to see you out there putting in the work and stuff.
What's his name?
Landon.
Landon?
How
you spell?
L-A-N-D-O-N.
How old is he?
Five. Yeah, five. Yeah.
Does it change your perspective on everything? Because you've always played football, but how are you doing this
dad? As a father, people always ask me what's my why. You know, that's one of my whys. And that's, you know, that's one of the big part of my life, and so that's one of the reasons why I come out here every day, don't complain, just do my job, and it's always back in my head that I'm a father, so you know, I always go hard. Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you feel any more pressure to step up even higher after rolling down?
No pressure at all. You know, I've been playing this game of football for a long time, and a lot of things happened in my career, and you know, stuff like that happened. You just put in extra time, extra work, and you know, just rely on your ability and your family and your teammates around you.
How much would you like to see Landon follow in your footsteps someday?
Hey, man, you know, that's up to him. He's a smart little kid, so maybe he might go to Ivy League school or something like Brown, like Coach OB or something like that. So I don't know. He ain't got to worry about football.
Thank you.